Hey, it's time for your favorite podcast. It's Non-Productive, and we're going to cover This Week in Geek. First up, Golden Globes, which are already old news. What happened? Anything interesting happen?
Spider-Verse 1 animated film was great.
Spider-Verse
awesome.
1 animated film, which I was really excited about until I heard animated film. And then I'm like, oh, all right. What did it beat? Isle of Dogs, which was good. Good.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, which also pretty good.
And I did Incredibles not see that, 2. Incredibles 2, but like it's a sequel. I don't know. I think good news. It was a good movie. I think out of all those movies, I think it was my favorite animated film. Isle of Dogs was really good, though. So watch it if you can.
Also, Black Panther got nominated for Best Drama, so that was really cool.
Best Drama? Oh, yeah. Neat. I totally missed that. Cool. Best Drama.
But it was nominated.
It's already old news. So but let's move on. Next on our list. Hey, speaking of things to watch, have you guys seen the constant bombardment of advertisements for Bird Box? Netflix's Bird Box. This is
you know what? I don't think I've seen a single advertisement for it.
Really?
But I am constantly reading things. Maybe they're advertorials that I just didn't notice.
You're like a grandpa who doesn't realize, like, oh, this is an ad.
They say like, but that everybody seems to be talking about it.
That's actually part of its like marketing thing, isn't it? To like, it went out and said, like, we're not going to make like, we're making a trailer, obviously, but part of their marketing scheme was to get a bunch of people to make memes about Bird Box.
Oh, I didn't know that it was intentional. I thought it just happened.
Oh, that was all intentional.
So for those
not
of you,
challenge,
for
right?
those of you who think Bird Box is the latest subscription box, where they send you a bird to eat or to befriend, whatever. No, the Bird Box is a Netflix movie based on a book, maybe called Bird Box. I didn't do a lot of research on this, but it's kind of like a big deal right now. There is a Bird Box challenge, which the premise of the movie is that there is some horrible alien or horrible thing that has attacked humanity, and if you can see it, it could harm you. I'll be vague in that way. If you could see a car, so basically,
but vice versa is true. If you can't see it, it can't harm you.
Yes, that's also very interesting. If you don't look at it, it doesn't harm you. Or otherwise, that's pretty much every conflict movie. If you see it, it could harm you. Yes,
that sounds like every diva that's, performer.
That's anything. That is a dog.
Is that what it is? Does it turn out to be Mariah Carey?
It's
if you look at her,
it's possible.
Who is it? Paul Anka.
Paul Anka or Mariah
Anka
Carey,
apparently has that
person.
Clause in his contract. Like,
oh, you're not
can't
allowed to look
at him.
Yeah, there's a similarity. There's also a lot of similarity to a couple other big Hollywood movies. Quiet Place, for example. There's the, if it could hear you, they'll kill you. And
that's like anything.
Yeah, all right, but like you get my point. Predator. Like, they have super, they only use hearing to find their victims. In this case, you have to see it before it could kill you. And it's also very similar to an M. Night Shyamalan movie, because, spoiler alert, like The Happening, this is something that makes you harm yourself. So if you see whatever this thing is in the movie, in Bird Box, you hurt yourself, or you kill yourself, effectively.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's Roseanne naked.
Wow.
Topical.
Super. Like, right? That was like vintage. 80s, 90s, whatever. Wow.
Mid 2018.
Well, no, not really. Now it's just about her hate crimes. And now you're part of the hate crimes. You're the one who needs to be pulled off the air. I'll pull you off the air. He's out. Except we need you for the next two stories, but after that, you're gone. So Bird Box is a big thing. I think Bird Boxing, again, it sounds like something on Urban Dictionary.
Did you put a bird in a box?
Well, in the movie, you put birds in a box. Not really well established why. I guess it's like an early warning system.
It's like what do you call them? Those canaries or like coal mining birds.
Canary in a coal mine, right. Yeah. But I think bird boxing, the meme or the
is where
challenge.
You put two birds in a ring and
I think
they
it's,
engage in
you
fisticuffs.
Try to move, like you're blindfolded and you try to move through life.
Yeah,
in a way like it's probably somewhat dangerous, like maybe driving a car or what have you. Yeah, I think it is involving driving a car because there's a scene in the movie about driving a car without seeing.
Is
what's
this
going.
The new Tide Pod challenge?
Yes, exactly.
Worse. Yeah. So let's not. I'm not really addressing any of that. That's stupid. The movie itself is really stupid.
Whoa!
It's really not good. No,
I wasn't
it's okay.
expecting that.
It's okay. It's just like Again, it's derivative. There's a little bit of Quiet Place in happening. That's even not the worst problem. There's like no... it's not that there's no stakes. It's just like they cheesed out on the stakes in a lot of different places. It's definitely a movie. That's the interesting thing about Netflix. One of the interesting things is everyone wants to see these movies, and because it doesn't like have a price of admission in it, you've already bought Netflix, right? You're already there, or you've one of millions of people who are sharing the one account that exists. You already are in there, so you can afford to watch a movie that's just questionable in its quality.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here. So, like, watch it and discuss it with us on Facebook. We're in our fan club. I guess we're going to start moving on Reddit, too, or something else where people can actually, who don't have Facebook accounts, can comment with this. But I want to talk about Turd Box. Sorry, I meant Bird Box. It's okay. Sandra Bullock is good in it, but the movie was just sort of like, meh.
Yeah.
She can't see anything that goes over 55 miles per hour.
Don't whisper. What did you say? No, don't repeat it, because it wasn't worth hearing. All right, yeah, all right. We'd spent too much Fair time enough. On that. What's next? Hey, Pete, earn your keep. Tell us a story about something.
Well, what do you want to hear about? Do you want to hear about comic books or wrestling first?
Let's alienate more of our audience by going with comic books.
Comic books? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, big news this week that DC Comics has signed on to Comixology's all-inclusive, unlimited
plan. No way. Wow.
It's not, before you get too excited, it's not everything. Uh-huh. You can't just immediately read anything that DC has ever put out.
Yeah.
But they have a wide selection of titles, trade paperbacks, and single issues.
That's pretty damn cool.
Thousands of individual titles.
Similar to Marvel Unlimited, but maybe a little bit more limited.
I think so.
Marvel Unlimited has also got one of those things where it's like, yeah, you pay a subscription fee and you get access, but it's not everything.
Mm-hmm. Marvel is also in on Comixology.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think the key thing to this is that Comixology is also tied into Amazon Prime Reading.
Really?
Yes. And nobody really seems to be talking about this, but now if you have a Prime subscription, you can just download all these DC books.
That's sweet. I'm never going to leave the house again. Hooray!
Yeah, there are some caveats. I mean, let me tell you, there's some great titles out there. They put out Batman the Dark Knight Returns, The Long Halloween.
Nice.
Batman White Knight,
which we've been talking.
That's the one that was just done last year.
Oh, okay.
With maybe the Joker's the good guy kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we were talking about reviewing on Near Mint. Over on the Vertigo side, Sandman, V for Vendetta, Watchmen.
Nice.
Why the Last Man?
Why not the Last Man?
I don't. And now I haven't dug too deep into this, but here's the caveat to a lot of these that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
Sandman. You couldn't go on and download Sandman
Volume 1.
You want to read Volume 2? You're paying for it.
That sucks. That's awful. That was a suck bell.
I mean, Sandman, you can kind of do that with.
It's complete. Yeah. That Volume 1 is a
volume
story.
Volume 1 is a complete story, and it does not necessarily leave you with a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
You know, Volume 1 doesn't lead directly into Volume 2.
Watchmen is complete, or is it only part of it?
Watchmen, I didn't research that.
Oh, God.
I'm going to assume Watchmen's complete.
I don't know.
I'm going to assume that V for Vendetta is complete.
Yeah. But I don't think Why the Last Man.
But I'm thinking Fables.
No.
Preacher.
No.
Hellblazer.
Damn, that sucks.
Why the Last Man, like
not
you said.
Not Cerebus. I know that's not.
No, that's not DC.
It just doesn't matter. I just want to bring up a Cerebus reference.
The good news is there's a lot of comics out there now that are free to people that are already subscribing to services that weren't available before.
And hey, if you like it, why don't you go to your local comic shop and buy the rest?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always supporting the local comic shops.
Yeah.
I feel like, and also local theaters. I think have you seen these new trailers at the beginning of movies now in theaters where they thank you for going to the movies? Like celebrities thank you? Not personally, that would be very weird. But they're like, oh, thank you for making the decision. I went to see Mary Poppins Returns on New Year's Day. Don't laugh at me. On New Year's Day, and Mary Poppins or Matt Damon, I can't remember who it was.
It's easy to confuse the two.
Said,
not Emily Blunt or Julie Andrews.
Nope.
But Mary Poppins, the real person.
Or Matt Damon.
Or Matt Damon.
The fictional
dead
character.
Dead ringer for each other.
thanked me for coming out to the theater. I'm like, I am a hero. Thank you. You're welcome. Yes. But yeah, like, you know, support your local theaters, but also definitely support your local comic
Matt
shops.
Matt Damon, you're not a hero. You got turned down for playing Robin.
Oh, did he?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, if Ben Affleck got to be Batman, you would assume that Matt would get to be Robin?
That
would
have been terrible.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't agree with that at all. Oh, wait. Hey,
oh,
Al.
That was the joke when he first was
Oh, was
in.
It? I missed yeah, that joke
it,
entirely.
It was Matt Damon, like, constantly calling, hey, can I be Robin?
I would love, no. That's awesome. If he steered into it, then great for him.
That
would
have been great.
Al, how about you? Do you have anything to tell us?
Well, speaking of both comic books and Netflix, the third season of Young Justice, after years of...
This is like a BBC show. It's like, oh, they've been on the air for 12 years. They're on their third season. Wow.
I mean, it's crazy, but like was that... as Cartoon Network is wont to do, is it will have a hit show and then immediately cancel it.
Yeah.
So years passed, and then they were like, Netflix has picked it up, and so Young Justice has a season 3 that came out literally last week. I haven't watched any of it yet, because I'm nervous as hell to actually watch it.
Did they get their same voice talent back in the production people?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's rare, but I guess it's less rare in animation, because, you know, people don't necessarily age out of roles, but that's cool.
Yeah. But I'm like, I really liked the original two seasons of that show. It was very well animated, very well acted. And I'm anxious to see where it goes. But again, I'm caught in that weird like moment of like, I want to remember it as it was and as it was good. This new stuff, it's been so long. If I show up now, like I'm going to have this weird taste in my mouth of like, it was bad, but it could be great. Like,
do you know anything about season 3? Like, was there a time jump?
There's not that much of a time jump, but all I know is that Batman quits the Justice League under extraneous circumstances of one kind or another, and that makes me really nervous because I'm like, why is Batman leaving?
Why is Batman involved? Isn't this Young Justice?
Yeah, but apparently this is a huge plot point in like the teenagers' like storyline that one of the adult characters has left the Justice League.
Adult characters.
I mean, they're all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But it's like
it feels a lot like Teen Titans or Teen Titans Go, where it's like, oh man, where like Robin's obsession with Batman. It's adorable.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So what do you rank it? How do you review it? Oh, you haven't seen it. What are you doing here? How many episodes are there?
I believe there's another 12 episodes.
God,
Frank,
how do you
confusing
resist
your shows? Sharing the news that happened this week in Geek.
This is the news. This has nothing to do with the reviews. All right, I definitely think you should bite the bullet and do it. Just watch the first episode at least, and then I'll tell you whether or not you're in for any of it. All right, sounds pretty good. Actually, if you don't mind, I'd like you to keep the floor and discuss something you did to me and Pete this morning on Facebook.
Oh. So I shared a Hasbro advertisement this morning for their new line of Transformers toys called BotBots.
What the sponk is that?
You know what? It's worth it. I'm going to play the advertisement right now so people can hear what that is. What the bonk you said?
Something like that. I made up a syllable.
All right. I'm going to have to rewind this advertisement and then play it for you at home.
One stormy night at a mall nearby, Energon power fell
nearby
from the sky.
What?
It hit the mall with its powerful might and gave everyday objects robot life. Herobot, Zerobot, everywhere, BotBot. Different tribes throughout the mall started making mischief big and small. The greaser gang went to town, squirting condiments on whatever they found. The tribe in the bathroom, the toilet troop smashed chocolate bars to look like Herobot, Zerobot, everywhere, making puns, the jock squads up to wicked stunts, and then there's ones that no one knows, the lost boss lurking in the shadows.
What is this?
BotBot.
Transformers! So this is essentially Hasbro's big move to try and compete with Shopkins?
Shopkins, the most deadly competition for Transformers.
And I'm just saying, I think this was both genius and awful, but like I love it anyway.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
I'm just amazed by this because I can only assume that the target audience's reaction to this is, what's a mall?
That's good.
But I just,
all right, let's get some context. What is this thing actually?
Like, it is essentially just kind of like, it's one of these blind bag things, like, right, like Shopkins, where you would go out, or those LOL toys or whatever it was.
Yeah, so blind bag, you don't know what's inside the box when you buy it, and then it's got high collectability.
Yep, so you look inside, you open up the thing, and then inside is a small robot that actually transforms.
Right.
And they have, like, these cute little things that, like, are all, there's no renaming of old characters. Everybody's an original character.
Everyone is? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because I think that's a good idea. I think if you had, like, RC show up, or Optimus Prime, or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, it would make it, it would lessen the
wait
the
impact. Till wave two.
I just feel like there's a certain, like, want to divorce yourself a little bit from that main section of a.
Yeah, from the main thing. Well, yeah. I see a slice of pizza that turns into a robot. I see a TV screen that turns into a robot. I see a game controller and a hot dog and a baseball bat.
Yep. There's a penguin that turns into like an ice cream. Like one of those like chocolate pops, and there's my favorite one has to be the toilet paper robot.
Oh my god! Yeah, there is a tribe of robots all for toilet humor.
The toilet troop, and because his name is
good lord,
his name is King Toots.
So I hate
why
this.
Of all the toilet paper King Toots? Mummy?
Yeah. I will also say I love the Lost
Bots. Also the cardboard tube you could toot with, I bet.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it is 2019 and we are making Lost Boys references in Transformers toys.
Wait a minute. Lost Boys as in the vampire movie?
Because the Lost Bots are vampires. Well, some of them are anyway. Like,
are they, or are they just goth kids?
No. There's like genuinely one, like a few of them, like Frostferatu.
Yeah, there's no theme here. Well, like there's Banzai,
yep,
the Banzai tree, which is like they should almost fire that person. Burgertron, the hamburger, Clogstopper, the plunger, Dimlet, the flashlight. I like that a lot, actually. Yep. Although I don't really like the build on him so much. I can't believe I'm doing this. So I hate this. I absolutely hate this. I also love this. It's interesting. Again, I think I said this on a recent episode of Near Mint. It's been a hard couple of years to be a fan of things. Like, yeah. People are angry about everything, it seems. And I get it. I get people are angry that other people are angry about this. And then those people are angry about the feelings about me. You know what I mean? Like it's a Ouroboros of crap.
Yep.
But this is garbage and fun as hell.
Yep. I think it's a great idea. And I like that all of them actually transform aren't like garbage toys.
I heard somebody on Facebook say that this is like somebody had seen the McDonald's toys.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
How bad they were at transforming, and it said, "Hold my beer."
I is the most obvious placeholder name that they just ran with.
Yeah,
since Cobra Law.
Yeah, yeah, and it just stuck, I guess.
What are we going to call? We need to write something down. Just put bots.
Yeah.
I love it.
Go print. For it. Print.
Oh,
yeah.
We forgot to take that out.
So here are the tribes, because of course it's Transformers, so there are tribes that verse each other. Do you have a couple you want to go through?
We went over the
Lost Boys.
We went over the Lost Bots and Lost Toilet Bots, Troop. Sorry. There's also the Techie Team, which has one of my favorites is Chilla Gorilla. I love that one.
Yeah.
The Sugar Shocks.
Oh, man, I want Screen Fiend. He's so... Oh, no. Do I not know? I'm not actually sure if he looks... Are these
complete blind? Like you?
There's four packs that have like three ones you can see and a single one that's a mystery one. And there's singletons that are just like...
Singletons?
Single packs of like one that you can buy that's a mystery.
But you can't buy this pack has a toilet troop.
No. I will say this. If anyone wants to go to tfwiki.net and you can go and look up like the cards on the numbers and stuff for which blind bag is associated to which figure, you can go and you can cheat it that way because they do actually release that.
Oh my goodness, that's insane.
Yep.
I'm going to do that.
So they have a coded marking on the side
that
will tell you what it is.
Yep. Yeah. Because
that does seem a little weird.
It's weird, but it's like it's that way that they can still like, a lot of the blind bags do this. Actually,
I did not know that,
because they want to actually still be part of the like the collector market.
Oh,
so anyone that wants to go in and like, oh, I want to go get them all. Like, all right, well,
that's interesting.
We want this to still be in stock now for a kid to pick up and look at and be like, oh, I want to see what's in there. And if one rando goes in, just like, well, I want to get the one I'm missing, so I'll just
like
buy
the way
this.
Al
set.
Refers to him as that person as a rando. Because yes, so there's Backpack Bunch, Greaser Gang, Jock Squad.
Yep,
least fun. Shed Heads. What? What's a shed head?
I guess they're all
and
tools.
Sugar Shocks.
Yeah.
Oh, really? All right. Yeah, I don't understand some of these. Like, I don't know why Stink Eye Stapleton is in the Lost Bots as opposed to Backpack Bunch. Unless this is just sort of like a catch-all for people who didn't fit into any other team. I can't believe we spent,
I don't know, maybe
40 hours talking about Bot Bots.
Maybe the staples are like fangs?
Wait. Possibly. There's one more we have to talk about. And another one from the Toilet Troop is Stinkosaurus Rex.
Nice. These are terrible.
What is Stinkosaurus Rex?
He's a plant that like actually there what's amazing is
a plant.
He's a plant that's supposed to freshen your bathroom.
There's backstory. Since he sits in the toilet, his leaves soak up a lot of stink.
I'm not
sure.
All these characters have honestly, backstories.
I'm not sure if the dumbfounded expression on my face is actually coming over the microphone.
You could hear it in podcast land.
I thought so.
Root wing? Is that a root beer thing? No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, it's another plant. It's very weirdly kind of inconsistent. And root wing looks more like a Pokemon than a Transformer. I don't know. This thing seems... It's really out of there. It's...
Bot bots.
Oh, wait, we gotta go. All right, so next.
You want me to do my wrestling now?
Sure, do your wrestling.
Okay, wrestling. Huge news happening this week. Spilled over into last week. But there is a new player in the wrestling industry. Worldwide, really.
Mm-hmm.
All Elite Wrestling, AEW.
Really?
Has... just as of January 1st announced their existence.
And oh, this is a whole new
promotion. This is a whole new federation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. For those
I thought
of
this
you,
was like a new team or something.
No. This is actually probably the first credible competition that WWE has faced in a long time.
Yeah, not since like WWE bought WCW.
Yeah. The very... early stages of TNA/Impact Wrestling,
right?
When before they started imploding mm-hmm. on themselves, they looked like maybe they could make some waves.
Yeah,
but these are hugely popular guys. For those of you who are fans, you know the Elite, which consist of Cody Rhodes, formerly Stardust from WWE.
Wow.
The Young Bucks, probably the hottest tag team on the independent circuit. They've got a YouTube channel, Being the Elite, and they got a lot of following there. They drummed up a lot of support over when they were wrestling in New Japan.
New Japan were wrestling, yeah.
And last year they put on their own independent pay-per-view, where they got guys from all over the indies, some of the biggest names going that hadn't been signed anywhere.
Wow. That's really exciting.
Yeah, it was called All In, and it was amazing.
I gotta say, this is probably one of the best things that could happen to WWE.
I agree with you.
Right? Get some competition. Make it feel mm-hmm. like there's something out there in the world that isn't just the one Gennaro thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're actually going to have to start putting out a good product if they want to keeping
the
their wrestlers happy.
Not only is it just giving people more to latch onto, but it gives healthy competition.
Because this is not just like a couple of indie guys doing stuff. They've signed Chris Jericho.
Oh wow!
Has signed on with them.
Wow!
Some of these I'm like shocked that they got out of their contracts, but it's been a while.
They signed former Neville. The wrestler
Longbottom?
Neville Longbottom.
Nice. I thought he was a fictional character. No,
I can't even remember what his first name. Aaron, I think. Aaron Neville. Neville was his last name, but he just went by Neville in WWE, who's a great high flyer. tons of Joey Janela, and actually, as of right now, WWE and AEW are in a bidding war for Kenny Omega.
Holy crap, really?
You say that as though you know who Kenny Omega is.
I do. We've talked about it on this network, yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Omega is probably the most critically acclaimed wrestler in the business today.
Yeah.
He just announced that he's leaving NJPW. And it's up in the air as to whether he's going to go with WWE, who have apparently offered him the best deal they've offered to anyone in a long time.
Right, but you could be a big fish in a small...
But he's extremely closely tied to the Elite.
That's so cool.
He's one of the Elite, and these are the guys that formed this federation. Plus, they've got financial backing from the Khan family, the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, interesting.
And, the one son, whose name I can't remember at the moment, is running the show.
This makes so much sense when think about it. If you've got deep pockets for like professional sports and you look at the world today, you're like, there is definitely money to be made in wrestling and professional sports entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? Why only leave that to one dynasty? Go in, man. That's crazy. Yeah,
but
that's pretty cool.
This is going to be something to keep your eye on.
Yep.
They've got two pay-per-views already announced this year.
I'm not going to pay for that.
One in May.
Now we're gonna pay for
you
that.
Know what? I'm gonna. I saw all
I'm,
in.
I'm going over your place then.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I'll bring pizza. I'll be guilted into that.
I will honestly. I am not a big fan of paying the usually like $50 for a single pay per view. This, if their shows are the same quality as All In last year, they're actually worth it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Awesome. Nice, 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 nice. Lots in geek this week. I think that's it. Do we wrap up? Did you have another one now?
Yeah, actually I do.
So I remember this one. Go for it.
So, unfortunate news, as some of us were aware, not all of us were aware, January will be the last month that the Wii Shop channel will actually be around.
That's absolutely not what I was going to tell you. I thought you were going to talk about it. I thought it was the Orville. And I'm like,
we can talk about the Orville as well.
We could definitely talk about the Orville, only I haven't seen, it yet.
The new season of the Orville is going to be starting this week, actually.
Oh, it's this week. Okay, so nobody's seen it yet.
Yeah, right, nobody's seen it yet. But it's starting literally this week. I watched the majority of season one. It's a show that's
strangely good.
It's very strangely good. It's a show that does take a little while to find itself, but be aware it's not a parody of Star Trek. It very much is just, we're going to do Star Trek, but not, wink, wink. We're going to have some jokes. It's going to,
What if Star Trek was fun?
Oh, there's that, I guess. Yeah. I didn't mean to distract you, though. That's a very interesting topic. The Wii
Shop channel.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the original Wii, we're not talking about the Wii U or the Switch. Like the Wii Shop channel, the original Wii Shop channel is closing down this month. It will be gone. The last time you could actually put money into it was about 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And after the 31st, that's the last chance for anyone has to spend any of the money they put into the Wii Shop channel.
That's
and
crazy.
And it will be gone. And there will be games you will never be able to buy again.
For the short term at least.
No, they might be permanently actually.
Maybe permanently. Yeah.
Yeah, because there are games that have already been taken down off of online services like Afterburner Climax, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, a few of these games that were once available to purchase on a lot of different online platforms that just aren't around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And until Wii Classic comes out.
Well, yeah, theoretically.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
But those companies necessarily aren't around anymore and those publishers aren't.
Yeah. When you get some of these licensing things, that's not going to show up on a Wii Classics.
No.
These are Nintendo properties in many ways.
So it comes down to...
Okay. It's about Wii. I want to talk a little bit about this. What happens when... All right, I'm stupid. You own a game from the Wii Shop, and they shut down. Do you still have access to your game?
You still... If you've downloaded it, you're fine. But, if you don't have it anywhere downloaded, this is the last chance you have to get all your games
you've
purchased and put them on SD cards or onto your Wii backup and have them so that they're not, because otherwise...
Download these games.
It's just worried because it's worrisome because there was a lot of original Wii Shop channels, not just the virtual console and stuff like that. Although it was tragic because there's a lot of very expensive games that you like Musha for the Genesis and other things for the TurboGrafx that aren't available on the other virtual consoles.
This is why piracy is a thing.
It's crazy.
This is why it is. Like, you can't trust the legit services you're supposed to be using.
Yeah.
So people pirate these things. Obviously, you know, buy the vintage games if you can, but increasingly these systems are going to only exist in digital. There's games you can't buy physical copies of because they never existed in a physical
copy. Yeah, and that's one of the it's scary to think that there's going to be, like, for lack of a better term, art that won't be around anymore, that you will not be able to, mm-hmm. or could just go away, not through any, like, great, you know, burning of museum or whatever, but, like, just mm-hmm. because, you know, well, it's not for sale anymore, so...
Yes, yes, you are comparing Nintendo to the barbarian hordes of the Dark Ages. Fair enough.
But there's hope. I mean, we have things that surfaced recently, like SimCity for the NES.
What?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Now available online, people have actually gone in and ripped a developmental copy, an unreleased version of SimCity.
Wow.
That was made for the NES, but never released. It's been discovered, ripped, and put on the internet.
This has not been the first time something like this has happened, but that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting how, because if you remember the original SimCity, it's not something that's easy to port away from a computer, to port onto a console game.
Yeah.
I actually haven't played it yet. I am super curious as to how it works.
This is some of the soundtrack. That's crazy. I had no idea this thing ever existed.
There is so much that back in the day made it to the 11th hour of release that just never came out. Like, this doesn't happen anymore, really. But, like, because you invest too much money at that point. Yeah. They like, oh, no, we're pushing
this
out.
They'll put out some crappy version of it at very
least.
Even
if it's not finished, they're going to be like, we're this far along. We need to make money back. Like, back in the day, they would cancel things that were completely done. And they would be like, eh, we don't think we'll make our investment back on this. We're just not going
to
put it out.
And yet somehow E.T. made it to the light of day.
Well, somehow. They knew they were going to get their investment back because E.T. was just printing money.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, I guess a lot was going on in this week in Geek.
There was a lot.
Hey, if you want to find out the latest about Geek stuff, the best way is to follow us on social media. Yes, there's plenty of avenues out there that talk about geeky things out there in the Twitterverse and the Facebooks and the Tumblrs and what have you.
But we're nicer.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty accurate. You get to actually talk to us directly. It's like farm to table, but for geek stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, good enough.
Bespoke geekery.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Wherever you are.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.